I'd like to share with you a thought about regarding Tu B'Shvat, which is of course tonight, and then a thought on the parasha. You'll know that Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, and for that reason there are some families that have a minhag to eat peyos on Tu B'Shvat, and some people make a shachiyanu on Tu B'Shvat because it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. Now, actually, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos means it's the day that there's a judgment regarding the Ilanos. It's the day that in Shemayim there's a judgment regarding the trees. Now, actually, while that's so, it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos in the sense that there's a certain Yom HaDin on Ilanos. Certain people have a minhag to daven on Tu B'Shvat for a good esrog for the coming year, because it's the Enadin of the Ilanos. Yet the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, actually the Mishnah says that on the same Mishnah, the first Mishnah says that it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, it's Tu B'Shvat, and then the very next Mishnah says that Peiros Ha'ilan on Izaynim Ba'atzeres, that on Shavuos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu down the world Legabi Peiros Ha'ilan, Legabi the fruits of the tree. So it seems to be a stira. One Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos is on Tu B'Shvat, and the very next Mishnah on that test, Ben Aleph, says that the Peiros Ha'ilan is Izaynim Ba'atzeres, that it's in Izaynim Ba'atzeres. So it would seem the pushed away around this is to say that there are two dinim. There's one din on Ilan, on the tree itself, and one din on Peiros Ha'ilan. Because the first Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, it's Rosh Hashanah for the trees. And the second Mishnah says that Seres, the Nidain is on Peiros Ha'ilan. It would seem that there are two different Darga, is that there's a Darga of Din for the tree, and that's on Tu B'Shvat, and there's a Darga of Din for the Peiros Ha'ilan, and that's on Shavuos. Now the queerest thing comes out, if this is true, this is the way to learn the Mishnah, the two Mishnahs. How do you learn the two Mishnahs? One says there's a Din for the tree on Tu B'Shvat, one says there's a Din of Peiros Ha'ilan on Shavuos. So if you learn that Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos refers to a din on the trees, which not muchlach, but it seems that at least some will learn that way. So the only way to resolve the two Mishnayos is to say one Mishnah is talking about the tree, and one Mishnah is talking about the pears of the tree. So that Tu B'Shvat is the din for the Ilan itself, and Atzeres Shavuos is the din for pears of the Ilan. The thing is, it works out very strange, our minhag. On Tu B'Shvat, we take Peiros Ha'ilan. And on Atzeres Shavuos, on Atzeres, people have a minhag to hang up pots of trees, branches in the house. Or until the grass stopped it, there was a minhag to put, now we put flowers in shul on Shavuos. The minhag was to put trees, pots of trees in shul. Because it was a minhag ha'akum, the Gra had the minhag staff. Because it's not Rosh Hakeret, no? Tu B'Shvat, the din is on the tree, not on the peyos. The fruit platters, they should have on Shavuos. Shavuos is the din on Peiros Ha'ilan. On Shavuos, they should have fruit platters. And on Tu B'Shvat, we should have trees. we should hang up trees in the house on Tu B'Shvat. It seems to be that it's the opposite of the way that it should be. So, I don't know, I'm not sure how to answer this. The kasha remains a kasha unless you have to answer one of the two kashas. Either you have to answer the first theory, why what it means Tu B'Shvat is a shalom ilanais when the peiros are down on Shavuos. Or if you accept that one is trees and one is peiros, then we do things backwards. But trees on the Shavuos is Farasinai. The trees is Farasinai, then Kasha still remains other than Peiros Ha'ilan on Shavuos. The What do trees have to do with Hasidus?
Yeah.
Great. The truth is that we always try to train ourselves to look at things with an amkus, to see things deeper than they seem to be at the first glance. And on Tu Bishvat, although it's Rosh Hashanah Leilanais, we try to look at it and to see more. The whole the Musar of Tu Bishvat. And if you'd like to see Rosh Hashanah Fal Hirsch has a sefer on the Chagei Hashanah, he has a beautiful piece on Tu Bishvat. And he brings out this Nakuda. That a Yid is always supposed to see things in the Oyvek HaDavar. The reason we have Tu Bishvat now in the middle of the winter, usually by the Goyim, they celebrate their Arbor season, the Arbor Day, when the trees are green and everything looks nice and the blooms are blossoming. We celebrate the Ilonis when the Ilonis look dead. When they look dead, what's happening this time of the year? This time of the year, the tree starts just the very beginning of coming out of its hibernation. Of its trees basically shut down over the winter. Trees over the winter go into hibernation. Most of the tree is dead. Only the roots have some chiyus to them, still have some life to them. And, you know, if you water a tree too much in the winter, the roots rot. The roots rot because they're dead. I mean, they're not functioning, they can't absorb the water, it's not good for the roots. They're dead. They start to come alive a little bit. The Musaf Tu Bishvat is to see that little bit of chiyus, that small amount of chiyus as the source of everything. And to see in a small amount of chiyus the potential that can come from it. At a time when the Ilanites are dead, or appear to be dead, we take Paris and we celebrate the trees. Now you have to realize that we're not, we don't live in foreign farms, and we don't live in an agricultural society. It's hard for us to appreciate even that apples actually come off of trees, or that eggs come from chickens. These are things that seem to be very strange. But you have to remember that a farmer whose chiyus depends on the tree, a Tu Bishvat, such a society, you do not know that now we celebrate the Paris when there's almost nothing there. When there's just a little bit there, there's a little bit of chiyus there, we celebrate that this chiyus will ultimately bring a harvest of Paris and a harvest of Aisha to its vibrant. And we're supposed to see that when there's a small amount there, the small nakuda of chiyus. That's the celebration of Tu Bishvat, which Kiyahadam Eitz HaSadeh, which the Gemara says, human beings are like trees. And the only thing that's unique to trees in the Bria, what's unique about trees is about nothing else. Everything else, plants and grass are also tzemeach, they also grow. What's unique to trees is that they die, or they appear to be dead, and a little bit of chiyus and they come alive. A human being is the same way. A human being, when there are periods where a person feels down, and feels off, and feels dead, feels like there's no chiyus in him, that's not to recognize that from a small amount of chiyus, the great amount of things that could come from it. And that's the deeper meaning of Tu Bishvat. Whether that answers why on Tu Bishvat we have Paris and our trees, I don't know if it answers why on Shavuos we have trees and our Paris, but at least hopefully can give you a little bit of an appreciation of this Nakuda of Tu Bishvat that's shared to everybody. Turning to the parasha, the highlight of the parasha this week of Bishalach is Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the highest point of Mitzrayim, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the final point of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael sets out to give an appropriate praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mefarshim all talk about the word Oz. Medrash, Rishonim, Dachreinim talk about the word Oz. What Oz refers to, Rashi says it refers to us, the Yemais HaMashiach. There are many, many pshatim. The Nitziv, in his Hamikdavar is his recorded shiurim, his Chumash shiurim. Nitziv was a Rosh Hashiva who gave shiurim Chumash and tried very much always, Nitziv's derech was a derech hapshat. So in the Nitziv's, in the Hamikdavar, he says pshat in Oz, api pshat. That's without any drushim of Mashiach times, just simple pshat. He says Oz means, Oz Yashir, that Oz, at that time, the Gula was complete. There was a completion to the Gula. All along, wonderful things happened. Wonderful things happened to Klai, so they stopped working, and they watched the Mitzrim suffering. They saw 10 Makis, one after the other. There were many, many times that Klai Yisrael perhaps should have said Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they didn't. Oz Yashir. When did they say Shira? They said Shira when everything was done. It was finished, it was complete, it was obvious to them. They saw the Mitzrayim Eis Al Sfas Hayam. It was obvious to them that the Yeshua was complete. And that's when they said Shira. And the Tziv says that that's when a person is supposed to say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shira is when the health, the Geula, is most complete. And this is said in the name of the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said this in regard to a pasuk that we say in davening. I heard a lot of vertlach over the years, and I forget all of them. But the vertlach I hear that have to do with a pasuk in davening, being that I daven every day, so if you stop to think, if you're reminded of it, you have at least a chance to remember. So we say every day in davening, Ani v'chastecha patachti yagi libi b'shuhasecha ashirav Hashem ki gomal alai. The ki gomal alai, Reb Chaim teached that ani b'chastecha patachti yagi libi b'shuhasecha, that I have betachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu all along. When I have betachin yagi libi b'shuhasecha, my heart is happy. Ashirav Hashem ki gomal alai. When is the time to say shira? Kigamal Alai, when it's complete, when he completed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed his Yeshua, then Ashir Al Hashem Kigamal Alai. The Kigamal Alai, that expression of Gamal Alai, is an expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has completed the Yeshua. I mean, people, even when Yeshua is complete, you have to start again the next day and worry about something new. But whatever it is that a person's worrying about, when it's complete, that's the time to say Shiva. So that there are two midas in the Avodas Hashem. One is the Bechastra Batachti Yogel Libi Bishua Secha. And the Shiva is when something is complete. There's a third source for this. If you look in, they put out recently a Sefer Mima Makim from Rav Moshe Shapiro. And he says the same insight from the Maral. He says it on Yamsuf, Okata, Vizayim Tibata, Vididim Havata, Vechasu Mayim Tzareim, Echad Mayim Loi Noisar, Alzais Shibchahu Vim Vroim Mulakel. He says the same idea that Echad Vechasu Mayim Tzareim, Echad Mayim Loi Noisar, when it was complete, when the Yeshua was complete, then Alzais Shibchahu Vim. That's the time to express praise. When Yeshua is complete, that's when there's a mitzvah of Shira. Rav Palman told me that Rav Shlomo was Mesupik. Rav Shlomo Hyman was Rosh Hashiva here in the 40s. And he was Mesupik. He had a very serious illness. And he went through an operation that wasn't supposed to cure the whole illness, but was supposed to help him. And when he recovered from the operation, he was mesupik if he should bench gaimel. The suffix was, do you bench gaimel, do you wait until the Yeshua is complete? Until the refuah is complete? Or do you say, look, I got over this hump, over this part of it, so let me bench gaimel now. Let me say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. What the Nitziv and Reb Chaim and what these Makaris are saying is that Shira is when something is complete. The expression of Shira is when Halel is when something is complete, That's the time that Az Yashir, that's the time to say Shiva. There's a Shla Kadesh that says exactly the opposite. The Shla says that that it was a chsar, that Iker Shiva is not after you see the whole Yeshua. After you see the whole Yeshua, of course you say Shira. But a person who could say Shira on the fact that he starts to feel that the Rabbi Shalom is helping him. Moshe Rabbeinu said that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping you, Chayisa would have said Shira then, that would have been preferable. Because right away, immediately, they should have said Shira. They should have shown a betachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu right away. And that's the time to say Shira. He said that was the Torah of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu had a Yeshua. Chizkiyahu was surrounded, the city of Yerushalayim was surrounded by Asher, by Sochera. He was surrounded by 180,000 soldiers. And there weren't that many men in the city of Yerushalayim. They didn't have arms, and they were suffering from hunger. And Kadosh Baruch Hu helped. So the Gemara says, Roi Haya Chizkiyahu Elias Mashiach, except the Malachim said he can't be Mashiach. He didn't say Shira to Yochad Mishpach. The Shla, the truth is the Radak in Navi by Maristus. But the Shla says, why does it mean he didn't say Shira? You think Chizkiyahu woke up the day after the whole army died in one night, suddenly. He didn't say he prays to Mishpach the next day. The Shla learns, Shalei Oma Shira Lefanecha. He didn't say Shira beforehand. You should have said Shira lefanecha before you did it. Before you did it is the time to say Shira. So he, as soon as Yeshayahu and Navi told him there will be help, you should immediately have said Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should not have waited until the Yeshua was complete. And the Shla learns that, he says on Chazal say, Asidim Yisrael loy meshira va'asid lavai. It says regarding Yemos HaMashiach that Asidim Yisrael Lai Mashiach La'asid Lavai. So he teaches it, Asidim Yisrael Lai Mashiach La'asid Lavai. Christ will reach the Madrega with a say Shira La'asid Lavai and what's yet to come before it happens. So that the Shra Kaddish Shita is Mamish Haket, the opposite, exact opposite of the Nitziv. The Nitziv is teaching and the Maral and the Reb Chaim say that Shira is Dafka when something is complete. And the Shla is saying, no, Shira, when it's complete, that's a B'diyeva D'Kashira. The Hakhila D'Kashira is to say a Shira when a person has a Hakara of a Yeshua, that's the optimum time to say Shira. In Navi, it always says Shira Lai Shira Chadash. Whenever it talks about Mashiach, in Yecheskel and Yeshaya, and probably in Yirmiyah as well, it talks about a new song. When Mashiach comes, there'll be new songs. What does it mean, a new song? The Shla says, Shir Chodesh is this Shir that we're going to say Shira before something happens. The emphasis is that this is a very lumdish machlaikis. Machlaikis here, when is the optimum mitzvah Shira? Do you wait until the Yeshua is complete? Or do you say it as soon as a person sees simonim of Yeshua, he has to right away say Hallel and Shira? What's the lumdus of the machlaikis? The lumdus is where the hinder mitzvah lies. What's hinder mitzvah? To take a nice asterisk is hinder mitzvah. For a person who's taking the asterisk to get dressed up in a nice suit, is that hinder mitzvah to asterisk? It's also a hinder mitzvah. But there are two aspects to hinder mitzvah. One is in the mitzvah itself, to have a nice asterisk. And one is in the person who's doing the mitzvah. Which is the ikar? To be mahadir, the asterisk, or the person? What's the ikar hinder in the mitzvah? In the person who's doing the mitzvah? Or in the chesishal mitzvah? It would seem that that's this machlokes. The tzid learns that the shira should be a beautiful shira. The chesishal mitzvah itself should be a complete Shira. If you want the Shira to be most complete, then you say it when the Yeshua is complete. You sing a different song of Yeshua when it's finished. then when it's not finished. So it seems in the Tziv and the Maral and the Reb Chaim are learning that the Hikar Hid the Mitzvah isn't the Chetzesha Mitzvah, the Esrei, the Sukkah, in the Shira. The Shira should be a complete Shira. The Shema is learning that it should be in the person. A person who's able to say Shira just at the beginning of the Yeshua is a much more higher level that the person is on to be able to say Shira. So it seems that each one, of course, is a certain mind of hither, and this seems to be a machlokes, which is more important, to be mahadir in the shira, or to be mahadir in the person who's saying the shira. But is it the mitzvah, or is it the person doing the mitzvah? At first glance, technically, it's the mitzvah that the hither should be. Shlomo's finding that the ikar hashira is the person saying it. The person says it from a more the higher vantage point at the higher level. So this seems to be a machlokes. Now there's a second nekuda to this. That's in the Beis HaLevi. From the Tziv in the Beis HaLevi with the two Rosh Hashivas at the same time of Elijah. The Tziv Nakuda is that the Ikashira is when something is complete. And the way we're learning, and the Tziv is saying that this Shira, it's taka not as big a mile in the person saying the Shira, but it's a big hinder in the Shira itself. The Beis HaLevi looks at a different aspect of Az Yashira. The Beis HaLevi is going on a Medrash. The Medrash says, again on Oz Yashir, what's the Oz? So the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu complained with Oz. He said, May Oz basi al parai hari yisalam hazeh, atzalei yitzalta. That was his complaint. Moshe complained to parai, May Oz basi al parai Hashem, Moshe complained to Hashem. So when I came to parai, you made things worse. So therefore, he used the word Oz for Oz Yashir. Mr. Levy says, so obviously, what's the big deal? Oz and Oz, it's just on the Beis HaLevi gives another Havana in Shira. And his Havana is that there's a Darga Pshuta of Shira, and there's a Darga Gavaya, a higher level of Shira. Beis HaLevi says, a Darga Pshuta of Shira is what? Let's say a person wins the lottery. He says Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say a person is zeichet to somebody gets engaged, or someone gets married, or someone has a child. So he says praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No question. The first thing a person says is Baruch Hashem. He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Darga Pshuta of Shira. That's a simple Darga Pshuta of Shira, which Avada, everybody is mechuyev in, and it's that. But there's a second darga in Hallel or in Shira. And that is the darga Gavaya, the higher level of Shira. The higher level of Shira is to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a tzara. Let's say a person gets a flat. It's a flat on the highway. And he's stuck. Let's say he gets a flat and he doesn't even have a spare. He's really stuck. Amazon a date, he's really stuck. Right? But the guy gets stuck. So he feels good. And he stops, somebody pulls over and stops and fixes, helps him with the tire. So afterwards, he thanks Rabbi Shalom for sending this person down the highway at just the right moment and just the right lane to help him out. So he thanks Hashem. Does he thank Hashem that he got a flat tire? Okay, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he got a flat tire. He's thanking Rabbi Shalom for saving him after he got the flat tire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent someone to help him. That's the Darga Pshuta of Shira. The Darga Gavaya of Shira is that he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the flat tire. Now, it could happen that he gets a flat, someone stops to help him, and he meets the person, and he talks to him, and he gets to know him, and because of that, he gets a job. If that would happen, so he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If that would happen, he'd say, Baruch Hashem, I got a flat tire. I wouldn't have gotten the flat tire I wouldn't have met this person who stopped to help me, and I would have never gotten the job. So if a person sees that, he thanks the Rebbeinu Shel not just for the fixing of the flat, but he thanks Kadosh Baruch Hu for the flat tire itself, for the fact that he got a flat tire, he's happy, he's thankful. He's thankful for that itself. The Dargah Gavaya of Shira is that when you don't get the job, when you get a flat, if someone comes and helps you, that you're able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the Tzara itself. Even for the fact that there was a Tzara, that there was a Tzara, that a person could do that, that is the Dargah Gavaya of Shira. That's the Oz. Oz the Ashir. Moshe Rabbeinu, after everything was said and done, he thanked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the Oz, for the first Oz Ariyei, so Lama Zeh. I thought then that what was taking place was bad. And now Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand that Tzar and the Tzara from the beginning was also good. In whatever level, not Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever level he was able to understand that. Oit Chaki Ani Soni Batili Vishua. What does that mean? I will praise you, ki ani soni, because you caused me through a problem. Vatihilu rishu, and then you help. The higher madrega of Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tzaras as well, for the difficulties as well. And that is a much more difficult level for anybody to reach. It's a much more difficult level for anybody to achieve. The Beis HaLevi is saying that that's the Dargah Gavaya of Shira. There's Briska Taira on two dinim and Hallel. Sometimes it's printed that one din in Haida, one din in Hallel, sometimes the words are the other way. And I think it, to a great degree, comes down to these two Nakudas and Hallel. There's one Hallel, which is to say thank you, to something good. And then there's the higher level of Hallel, or Shira, which is to thank for something, for even the tzara of something. Right, the way it's explained usually is that Hallel is praise and Shira is song. And a song, in order to have a good song, the tunes have to go down. You can't just go up all the time. And some people can, but you know, when you sing, normally you have to go down and then you can go up. You can't sing just up. Shira, as Yashir, is to be able to say a Shira even for the down part, to recognize that the down part is all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Taiv, all part of the Taiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's already a Dargah, which is very, very high, a much higher level. So there are two Dinim and Shira. There's a Shira Pshuta, or a Dargah Pshuta Shira, and a Dargah Gavaya. Now we can go back. Could be the Machlekes and the Siv and the Shlah is not a Machlekes at all. The Dargah Pshuta of Shira, the thank Hashem for the Yeshua, that the Shlah is right. As soon as a person sees Simonim of Yeshua, the person should thank Rabbi Yeshua, should say Shira. To reach the Dargah Gavaya, that's already a little more difficult. When a person comes to the end, the Yeshua is complete, Oz Yashir, then he can see, to look back and to say that sorrow was good, that it could be, that's not complete until a person sees the Yeshua. Until a person sees the Yeshua in it. But be that as it may, the message of the Beis HaLevi is the message that the difficult times and the hard times are also, it's also goodness. It's also a Taif Shabbat. And although it's very hard for us emotionally to be able to feel it, because when things don't go our way, we're disappointed. But as Maminim B'nai Maminim, we have to understand that it is that way. That when a person has an emunah, that he can have an emunah that even when things go with great difficulty, the difficulties are also good. The reason we have a difficulty doing this, but things when we have something rough happens. Next time you get a flat, shouldn't have. Next time you get a flat, so you'll remember we spoke about flats, and you'll say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch. As soon as you get the flat, at least at the end, you'll say thanks for the flat. The reason we don't have the good difficult to see it is because it requires gedult, it requires patience. It requires a great amount of patience until you see something develop from something that appears to be bad. There are many times when you talk to somebody in his old age, in his 80s, he looks back at his life, and he realizes that certain things in his life were the biggest bracha they could be. The biggest bracha they could be. And at the time, a person is upset. Sometimes, even at the end of your life, you don't see it. If you take a picture, a film, the old-fashioned way, and you have a roll of film, and you're eager to see the picture, you should wait until it develops. Don't take the film out before it's developed and open it up, because then you're going to destroy the film. You're going to expose it. The same thing is true about things that happen to us, which we at the time are very disappointed about, which when they happen, they're upsetting to us. You really have to wait and see how it develops, because this Hashgacha Pratis and all that takes place. The Kaddish Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis is the Ahava, with the greatest Ahava that could be. And the difficulties that we endure are difficulties which have a purpose. Sometimes a purpose we can see, and sometimes a purpose we cannot see. But emotionally, it's very hard to see it. It's very hard to feel it. But at least, as Maminim, our Emunah should tell us that it's so. Even as our heart feels disappointment at things that take place, and we are disappointed at things that take place, everybody has disappointments in life. I remember the year that certainly after I was married, I was involved with a couple of young Talmidim of Yeshiva having a big tzara. I remember that I couldn't have kavanah in Shemayin Esrei, because I got to a certain part of Shemayin Esrei, I davened to them, and then the rest of Shemayin Esrei I was just thinking about their problem. So I made a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu then that this tzara is going to pass, because as soon as it passes, I'll have kavanah in Shemayin Esrei again. I remember thinking that, you know, like I'm an honest now, there's something very much on my mind, so I really can't have kavanah. But this will pass, and then, you know, I'll be able to have kavanah in Shemayin Esrei. So in the last 21 years, every time something passed, something else came to take its place. Sometimes the thing that took its place made the previous thing I was thinking about seem small. But that's Chayei Ha'adam. The life of a person is that there's always something to think about. Always something. The more successful a person is, the more problems he has. A person who has no success in life has no problems. But a person who is zeicha to be successful, if you have no chaverim, you don't worry about your chaverim. A person who has no children, he doesn't worry about his children. A person who has no responsibilities, he doesn't worry about his responsibilities. But anybody who has any atzlach in life has problems. Yaz Yashir, the higher level of Yaz Yashir, is to realize that at the end is a shira, the besaif, which is a shir chadash, which is b'shleimus. There's a time where there will be a recognition that which took place took place with a tremendous ahava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tremendous tithe. And there are times where a person cannot see it, and then every time you read books you hear stories about people who could see it, but it takes a long time to see it. The time of the tzara, if I wanted, I could tell you stories about people who had sorrows that they thought would never turn into something good, terrible things. And it came very clear at the end that there was something good. But the story that ends up, you see the second half of the story, you see why it turned out good, that's not the answer. The answer is, even when you don't see it, that we have a faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Ashkocha Pratis on all of us. And that there's a Taiv Be'etzem and a Ahava. Just as you trust your father, he loves you, and you trust him that he does what's good for you, that there has to be such a trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Shir Chadash, that's the Oz Yashir, that's the highest level of Shira, is to be able to say Shira for the bad, for what happened that seemed to be no good. Moshe Rabbeinu coming to the realization that when there were difficulties, that the difficulties had a purpose. That's the recognition of Az Yashir, which the Beis Halevi is pointing out as something. It's part of the Emunah. Part of the Emunah is to be able to say Shira for whatever happened. I couldn't share this.